Here is the story of a country who made it, because finally we were portrayed like the DRC being the capital of rape, and this was the main concern that we had to address. Thanks to the return of peace in Eastern Congo since 2013, we have been able to change the narrative. And my ambition as a nation, not for me personally, but as a Congolese citizen, is to speak about this progress and how it has really changed the day-to-day life of the people who need it more.
Do you have any numbers, or can you give us examples of how that day-to-day life has changed?
Yes, we used to be perceived as complacent towards military justice, but we have been able to get 135 cases of conviction for rape in the military security forces. We have been able to set up an action plan to fight against violence by the army. I think the only army in the world who's got an action plan against sexual violence. We have been able also to convict a high-ranked general, like General Kiekwavu, and that really changed the narrative and the history. I would also say that in the past, army used to count for 72% of the perpetrators of rape. 1 year later, they account just for 42%, which divide the rate by two. And this really comes from strong efforts which has been made, not only by me, but as a state, by the policy that we are conducting on long term to better position the little girl in today's and tomorrow's DRC.
So speaking of positioning the little girl, beyond fighting impunity and sanctioning these crimes, what are you doing for the victims or to prevent further victims?
I think that the rape stories and rape causes just shows the mentality, the culture that people have about the relationship between little boys and little girls. So it's probably by changing the education and being very aggressive on the education policy and on the inclusion of the little teen girls that you can change it. And we not only say it, but we mean it, because under the leadership of President Kabila and Prime Minister Matata, they have decided 4 years ago to avail 6% of the budget to education, and they increase it over the 4 years elapsed to 16%, investing 100 million on an annual basis to build up 1,000 schools in any territory, 1,000 new schools, so that really it brings the school at the door of the little girl so that they have the occasion to access to school. And this really makes a difference, because we have seen that where we have built this new school in the middle of nowhere sometime, the parity index, which is the rate between the proportion of girls and boys in the same classroom, has improved. In the past, there used to be, for example, 0.8 girls for one boys. But with the new school, with separate toilets for boys and for girls, we have seen that the parity index has even improved. There is 1.06 girls for one boy, which means that girls are more attracted to come at school where the school is new, in their community, very near, no long way and distance to do to reach the school and to be harassed by a rapist, and that they feel more comfortable.
Has there been a change in attitude towards rape?
I think that at least now it's not a taboo issue. Everybody knows that you do rape, you go in jail. And really, there had been decision of sanction, which brings people to believe that, yes, you can no more joke about raping on women in the DRC. And I think that's the changing of attitude.